Your group has done a lot of work on clofarabine. Can you talk a little bit about what exactly it is and what the data is that we have on it with AML and, for that matter, in MDS?
Clofarabine is a drug that is basically one of the nucleoside analogs, has been in development now for many, many years, and is approved in this country for kids with relapsed refractory acute lymphocytic leukemia, where the drug is also quite active. After that, we started testing it first in phase 1 and phase 2 studies in AML, and we've actually published quite a bit of this data. The lead author has been Dr. Fadel here from the MD Anderson in a number of papers in Blood. And response rate with clofarabine or clofarabine Ara-C that actually are substantial, with a response rate that are probably similar to what you will see in patients with the same characteristics with IA type of chemotherapy. But it has been difficult actually to prove in that setting that the clofarabine will be superior to IA, particularly in the younger age group. So there's been an emphasis to do studies in the older group of patients with clofarabine, and those studies actually is what I was mentioning earlier that are now ongoing. Actually, the key study, as far as I know, is now completed. The data is being analyzed, and it's possible that lower schedules, lower than the 40 to 50 milligrams per square meter that had been studied in the past, talking about doses of 10 to 30 milligrams with different numbers, may actually be well tolerated, although the mortality rate is not 0%, probably it's around 5 to a little bit less than 10%. But overall, reduction mortality lower than with the standard type of approaches in the past. And again, we have to see whether that translates into some meaningful improvement in survival. But I think that those studies are actually powered for response right now. The drug also has an oral version that is also being evaluated. Of course, this will have a major impact because an oral compound in this older population may be quite satisfactory. There's been some issues with the oral clofarabine in the sense that I think there were some surprises in terms of more prolonged myelosuppression, perhaps the PK characteristics of the compound differ a little bit from the IV. So we and others are trying to work a little bit on that. So I think that this data with clofarabine, with or without cytarabine in AML, it may be a positive signal that may allow us actually to have some true interventions for the older AMLs. And of course, the question is, if you have the data in AML, can you extrapolate to MDS? And we actually are part of a number of studies, both at MD Anderson and, you know, in cooperative type of studies, looking at lower doses or oral schedules of clofarabine in MDS. And the data actually is quite exciting. It has been presented at ASH the last 2 years. The response rate, again, is like around 40 to 50%. But interestingly, I'm going back to the question that you asked me earlier, there's a strong signal that clofarabine actually may allow to rescue some of these patients that fail 5-ASA or the cytarabine. So I think that actually that may be one of the major breakthroughs, and is that clofarabine may actually help us in controlling the disease in some of these patients that had failed prior hypomethylating agent. And I think that that's a strategy that the company is really looking into, because I think that's probably the most pressing and major problem that we are facing right now.